Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure continuing to operate with positive reality, not negative hysteria, positive reality. I think that's what's going to get us through whatever we got in front of us here, folks. What we're in store for is positive reality and avoiding and forsaking and being determined not to get caught up in the negative hysteria. And somebody I think will agree with me about that is our good friend James Dion. Jim is the founder and the president of Dionco Incorporated. He's the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting and Running a Retail Store. And he's our good friend Jim Dion. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Let's talk about the economy just for a little bit. One of the things I've been talking about, Jim, and I'd like your thoughts on this, because you're out there where the rubber meets the road, especially in retail. And there is no closer rubber to the road than retail, ladies and gentlemen, as you know. Jim, I've been, you know, I've heard a number of people over the last few months use the term depression. Now, one of the things they've done is this is the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. I think that's true. I've heard people say this is the worst economy since the Depression. Well, that's not true. I've heard people say that they thought we were actually in danger of going into a depression like the last one we had, which I think is totally ridiculous. And I'd like your thoughts on that.
Well, I would agree with all of those. I think that depression is something that individuals get, but I have a lot of problems seeing our economy getting one. There is no doubt these are tough economic times, and but there's also no doubt that we're going to come out of it, and because we always do, and it's just a question of how deep will it go. And yeah, I think we're in a recession. I mean, I think there's no doubt about that.
Even if the actual markers haven't been reached, the attitude, the feeling that people have is that we are.
Well, exactly. And you know something, Jim, the bad thing is we've been talking the R word for 6 months. Why doesn't everybody just say, okay, we're in it, now let's get out of it?
Well, what I've been saying is in my speeches and on my show is, so what?
Yeah.
So what? I've got to get through this. Whatever it is, I'm going to get through it, and I'm going to thrive and be around for the next upturn. And so what if? It doesn't really matter, and it doesn't help to talk about it. But the only reason why I'm talking about it at all, Jim, is just because I've got to get people. I want to help people get their mind right, and that's the reason I've been talking about positive reality. In other words, I look around, I hear people giving out what I consider to be negative hysteria. They're talking about depressions, they're talking about recessions, they're talking about all the woe is me stuff. They're trying to make it sound like Wall Street and Main Street are the same thing, and they're not. They're totally different. Like the difference between lightning and lightning bug. And so what I've been trying to focus on are things that are what I call positive reality. What do you think?
Yeah, I was working with a client about 10 days ago, and this client sells clothing. And they're up about 15% sales at the moment. And I asked
because you're working with them, right?
Pardon me?
All because you're working with them, right?
Oh, I wish it was. I just started working with them. And you know, it was actually two people. It was the owner and the manager basically kind of chuckled and said, you know something? We just decided we weren't going to participate in any recession.
Yeah. And, see there, folks?
And they, but they didn't just say that, Jim. They also said, you know, we knew some tough times were coming. We knew that we really had to step back, look at our business. We knew that we had to get closer to our customer. We had to start calling her every
day.
And so they put strategies into place. They said, we're not just going to, you know, like, you know, watch this train wreck. We are going to, they said, you know something? In the worst of times, there are still 10% of businesses that are up. And
that's
we just
right.
said, we're going to be part of that 10%.
I started saying that 8 months ago, Jim. I started saying, folks, stop listening to the talking heads and start listening more to your customers.
Yep.
And somebody's buying something from somebody somewhere right now. Might as well be you.
Well, exactly. Even, you know, even if our unemployment hits, you know, 8%, I don't think it's even going to go there. That still means 92% of people got jobs.
We're going to come right back after these messages, and when we do, I'm going to ask Jim Dion a couple of questions. One is this a good time to start a business? And also, what does he think that you and I, what are some other things that he thinks you and I need to be doing in our small businesses as we enter into a little bit of a downturn in the economy? 20 till, remember, positive... We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check those out. Use them to your advantage. We built them for you so that there would be no barriers to entry. Everything is free. All you got to do is show up and use our stuff. Jim Dion is our guest. James Dion is the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting and Running a Retail Store. Jim, why don't you give us the website and tell us how we can find your book?
Website is www.dionco.com.
All right, so check that out. And the book is there as well?
Link to where you can buy it.
Over to Amazon or somewhere like
yep.
that?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, what are some other things, those of us who are already in business, especially our retail brothers and sisters, God bless them, everyone. I was in retail for a total of about 9 years. In the very first part of my career, and I loved it. I loved retail for most of those years, but toward the end, I got to where I was sick of it. So I have a great admiration and respect for retailers. What are some things that we need to be doing to get ready for whatever's ahead of us?
Oh, well, what we said a few minutes ago, and that is, you know, focusing on every customer. I think that the mantra you have to say every morning when you get up is every customer, every minute, every day counts. And you know, I just can't tell you how many stores I've been in even yesterday and the day before where I felt like I was invisible.
Oh yeah, or imposing. Anywhere from invisible to imposing.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's kind of...
I don't understand that, Jim. And you know what's astonishing to me, Jim? Oftentimes, you get that feeling in a small business. And that's the last place you should feel that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I see signs when I go into small businesses, no cash refunds. You know, sorry, no business. You know, I you know, particularly in tough times, I want to have the ability to maybe change my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I see negatives in there, no food or drink, you know, and so, okay, if you're having a, you know, I can understand you don't want people spilling stuff on your product in a store. But, you know, when you got all kinds of negative signs up, people, you know, it's hard to be positive when you're seeing all the negatives.
It's astonishing to me to see people putting up barriers and rejections
yep.
to customers. Not
yep.
just barriers, but rejections.
Yep.
And you go into a business and they don't even say thank you for doing business with them. They just hand you your products and throw your change at you and don't even say thank you. I mean, it's preposterous to me.
Yep. And you know, I mean, it is you've got to be you know, yeah, positive. And particularly with your staff, too. And you know, you can't be doom and gloom around your staff. You can't be doom and gloom around customers. Customer says to you, how's business? You say, great, fantastic. Because no customer wants to, you know, if you say, oh, it's kind of slow, customer says to themselves, oh, it's kind of slow. Maybe I shouldn't be spending my money.
Right.
But if, you know, a customer hears, oh, it's great, everybody else is spending, it's wonderful, they say, oh, good, cool, I'll participate.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, and so you can't be down in your staff. You should be, you know, praising your staff every day. You should be catching them doing stuff right. You should be running contests for them, getting them pumped up, because they're the ones, it's infectious. The customer's going to feel that too.
Well, that's exactly right. And as if you know, whether whatever kind of economic condition we got, people don't want to be around other people who are like that, who are down in the mouth about things.
Oh, absolutely.
People want to be around other people who are positive and upbeat. And you don't have to be Pollyanna. You don't have to play the glad game and be silly and naive. But you can be positive and you know, you can say things like, you know you know, we're dealing with the issues of the economy, but we're loving taking care of our customers, and they've been loyal to us. Our customers have been loyal to us, and when people hear that sort of thing, you know, we're loyal to our customers and they're loyal to us. They want to be part of that.
Yeah.
They want to glom onto some of that.
Yeah.
And that's all part of the brand. That's all part of the brand, isn't it?
I want to be part of a winning team. I don't want to be rooting for the losers.
Well, and you tell in the employee thing, Jim, it seems to me that you need to be saying things like, okay, guys, you know, this year is a tough year. Maybe next year is a tough year. But guess what? How many – raise your hand if you plan on being working here a year from now or a year and a half from now. Raise your hand. You
yep.
know, well, in order for that to happen, we have to get through whatever's coming up.
Yep.
So how do we do that? What's the best way to do that? And it's, you know, by being positive, by being aggressive, by never taking one customer or prospect for granted.
Absolutely. And you know, the race will be run one customer at a time.
I like what you said a minute ago. You said contact and value. No, don't contact and value customers. You said contract and value or whatever you said, every customer.
Every customer, right, every customer.
Every single one.
Every single one. You cannot, you just, you know, you can't take any of them for granted.
Whatever we're going into, getting out of it is not going to take macro stuff. It's going to take micro stuff, isn't it? It's going to be one teeny tiny block at a time, building block, one teeny tiny step at a time, right?
Absolutely. And as I said, if we've got 92-93% of our population employed, they have
yeah.
money.
Don't forget that, folks. That's another reason why this thing's not going to be as bad as people are saying. We got a lot of people working out there. Hang on, Jim. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Jim that magic question. Is this a good time to start a retail business? We'll do that right after these messages. Here are the Stones to take us out. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Little canned heat bringing us back. Actually not on the road today. Have been every other week just about for the last several months. And we'll be next week. But right now we're still, we're back to regular in our base environs. Jim Dion. James Dion is our guest and our good friend, founder and president of Dionco Incorporated, the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting and Running a Retail Store. Okay, that's the question for this segment. Jim, is this a good time to start a business?
Probably never has been a better time.
Really?
As crazy and as that sounds, Jim. You know, people would say, well, why would you start a retail business in this economy?
Yeah, what have you been smoking?
How difficult it is. Well, let me tell you, there are certain retail businesses, yeah, I wouldn't start in this economy. For example, I wouldn't start any business that was a direct competitor to Walmart. Yep, going to get hammered, killed on that. However, there are merchandise categories right now that are
niches.
Very hot. And you know, categories that people are going to continue to buy almost no matter what happens
like
to the
what?
Economy. Bicycles are a good one. Bicycle business is booming. You know, price of gas goes up, we sell more bicycles. People buy more bicycles. That's a good business. Running stores, specialty running stores. You know, people who run when nobody's chasing them are a very interesting breed. They have to run every day. It's hardwired into them. And you know something? Their shoes wear out. And they don't buy their shoes at Walmart or Kmart.
They don't buy $25 shoes, do they?
No, they don't.
They buy $200 shoes.
They're going to continue to buy those good shoes, and triathletes, and on and on and on. So anyway, if I identify a business like that, I'll tell you right now, you know, and for a long time, one of the big problems in starting up a business has been the expense of building out the real estate, finding
right.
the real estate.
Right.
And you know, today there are landlords out there that are dying for good tenants, and they will not only. In many, many cases, if you've got a great concept, a great idea, they will not only build out your store for you, you know, they will give you a year to 2 years free rent.
Wow.
Yeah. And so if you've got an absolutely, you know, drop
Don't
dead,
be a – one thing for sure, folks, whether, you know, a year or 2 years, whether you, whatever you get, don't be sure to remember that that you can negotiate, and it is a buyer's market out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, again, I mean, you can't go to a landlord and say, oh, I just want to open a store, give me some money.
Yeah.
You have to have, yeah, a beautiful set of drawings, a concept, you know, something that is going to enhance the value of that landlord's empty
mm-hmm.
vacant property. And you get them to buy into what you're doing, and maybe you won't get 2 years free rent. Maybe you'll get percentage rent, 2% or 3% or 4% rent you'll have to pay of sales for the next 2 years or 3 years,
mm-hmm.
which is almost as good as free rent, believe me.
Right.
But, you know, there are huge, huge opportunities out there because there's some great storefronts that are vacant.
How do you compete? How does retail compete with the Internet in the future?
Oh, I think, you know, the Internet, in certain categories, we know the battle is almost kind of, even though when I say the battle is lost, for example, books. I mean, it's hard to open a bookstore today unless
yeah.
you're really, really, really specialized, you know,
yeah.
like a mystery, old English mystery bookstore. And if you can find
And you got to have a big enough market to support that, too.
Enough walk, you know,
you
walk
can't open
traffic.
You can't open that in teeny tiny America. You got to
right.
open it in a big shop. Another thing. To me, with the Internet, is you've got to embrace it. You can't say either or. You got to say both and, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You've got to, you know, both have that brick and mortar presence, and you've got to have the Internet. And it's
both
what
and.
We call today multi-channel. You've got to
yeah.
let the customer reach you any way he or she
However
wants
they want
you.
To, right?
Yep.
And you've got to reach out to them too. I mean, that's another thing. I think the people who are successful in retail that I know, they know who their customers are. They have all their email addresses, and they ping them on a periodic basis and remind them that they're there and offer them deals and help them with technical issues. They stay connected to their customers. Those are the people who stay in business.
Yeah, and don't forget the fourth channel today. I mean, we're talking brick and mortar, internet, and the old, you know, telephone or whatever. But the
yeah.
fourth channel today is M channel, which is the mobile channel.
Yeah.
Text messaging
yeah.
Is another powerful way of staying in touch with your customer on almost a daily basis if they choose to allow you to do that. And if
mm-hmm.
they do, then, and they will, you know, accept text messages from you, powerful way to stay in touch with your customer.
Right. Hey, Jim, give us the website one more time.
Dionco.com, DIONCO.com.
James Dion. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Okay, Jim, thank you.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.